Another Sean Kelly and Miriam Cerkel exclusive on Mix 97.
7:40 with the Mix Morning Crew, waking up Eastern Ontario and people around the world at Mix97.com. I'm Sean Kelly with Miriam Cerkel. Joining the conversation this morning is Regional Director for the Jamaican Tourist Board Canada, Angela Bennett from Toronto. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Good morning.
I'm good. Miriam's here as well.
Hi.
Angela.
Good morning, Miriam. You guys sound so bright and beautiful this morning.
Well, we are here to wake everybody up.
We're really miserable, grumpy, don't want to be here, Angela.
Oh, speak for yourself, Sean. I'm happy to be here.
No, not at all. Not at all.
So, well, I just wanted to say, have you had any sleep, Angela, in the last 4 or 5 days with this hurricane hitting Jamaica and the Caribbean?
Beryl is robbed me of so much, but you know what? I'm glad she's behind us right now, and I'm anxiously waiting all the updates from Jamaica, but I think we fared fairly well for the island. So
yeah.
It was worth, you know, just getting everything prepared and not panic.
Well, $230 million, that's the relationship between Canada and Jamaica through trade. It's a wonderful relationship with not only education, but vacations as well. Such a wonderful relationship between Canada and Jamaica. And now with hurricane seasons, it's a little different because many of us can follow it in real time on social media. People are posting videos instantly in real time. But this was very nerve-wracking. What are you hearing now from Jamaica this morning?
You know, the thing one wonders sometimes is the early stage of this hurricane. This is not a normal time for Jamaica. So, you know, the country had to prepare itself quite quickly. Mm-hmm. And thanks to the Prime Minister, he was already giving information, and the information sharing to citizens to prepare for this was quite good. So it allowed the country to not panic, but be more in a preparation stage, you know, getting all their supplies, getting all the things that we know we would need during a hurricane. But you can never, ever tell. Each hurricane has a different system, and it operates differently. But what I'm hearing this morning, they're doing the rounds, and we're an hour ahead, so it's a little after 6 in Jamaica right now. The Kingston Airport, Norman Manley, will open on Friday. It had a little bit of damage to the roofing, so mm-hmm. that airport will open on Friday. We are still awaiting the main MBJ airport, Sangster International, and no reports of any damage, so I anticipate that airport will be open, if not today. Well, I'm hoping later today.
Yeah, and Angela,
but I'm still waiting on confirmation for that.
Yeah, Angela, I was just wondering then, what about the power lines? Because there are several reports, like in Portland, that lots of power lines are down, and they set up evacuation tents for people. Is that getting any better now?
We are still waiting on the assessment. The part of the island that got the most hit is St. Elizabeth, Mandeville. You know, that area got the most damage. Most areas, the power is out. The Digicel, one of our main telecommunication, that is down. So, like, I haven't been able to touch base with my dad as yet. But we have, the Ministry of Tourism has set up our Tourism Emergency Operations Center, which gives me first-hand updates of all the developments in Jamaica. And we have our Visit Jamaica .com/travel-alert. This is a site that gives up-to-date information on all developments. So we would suggest people also check into those sites. So we are keeping good rounds of what's happening from the team on the ground in Jamaica.
This is Angela Bennett joining the show this morning. She's the regional director of the Jamaican Tourist Board Canada. There's a lot of Canadians right now or we're planning to go to Jamaica for possibly a wedding destination or summer vacation. I was watching and reading on social media, many from Montreal there with their families or on their honeymoon. They didn't know what to do because the airport in Montego Bay was shutting down. It was like this was new to a lot of Canadians, a little different than a snowstorm, you know?
It is, but you know what? If they're in a hotel, and even if they're in an Airbnb, the protocols are on full alert. So the hotel would have given them guidelines, you know, prepare for them, cater to them. We usually, in Jamaica, they're served meals in their rooms, or they're served in a general center, in the conference room, mm-hmm. things like that. So the normal operation cannot exist because of the hurricane, but they are well informed. They are able to make contact with their families. You know, they are kept abreast of all the airlines that who have canceled, who is sending an evacuation plane. We are full on communication campaign with all our partners here in Canada, in all the regions of the world that the Jamaica Tourist Board operates in, that where we welcome guests. Information is at their fingertips. So no need to panic. I think there are about 16,000 Canadians on destination. Transat sent a rescue plane the day before the hurricane hit, and I think they took home two plane loads to Montreal and one into Toronto. So, you know, other airlines also have canceled flights where they needed to and are awaiting to reschedule first flights into Jamaica as soon as the airport gives the go-ahead.
Thanks for the conversation this morning and the update. We appreciate it.